Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
You alright?
I really am full of a cold now, but...
Oh, love you.
I know.
Are you ill as well, Scott?
I felt better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you got, some kind of flu or something?
Went to Fern Cotton's house.
Right. So what, and she's got the flu and you've picked it up from her?
There's a terrible thing going around her house.
Is there? I've heard that rumour. So what?
I saw the pictures of you on Twitter having a lovely time at about half ten.
You didn't look like you were ill at that point.
No, it was good,
you looked battered, but you didn't look as though you were ill.
Producer Neil said you were on good form.
What does that mean, on good form?
Really weird. I was having a conversation with Tom from McFly about how big they are in South America. Before you know it, I was...
That sounds like what you do when you have a few too many.
My flatmate was... This hasn't happened for a while. My flatmate was going, it's time to get up. The one that doesn't speak is ringing you. I was like, oh, good.
Anyway. So how did that conversation start then? Did you just walk up to McFly and go, so...
I hear you're big in Brazil.
How big are you in South America?
It's very strange. Anyway, hope you're right this morning. It's Christmas Eve and everything.
Dad Sam.
What?
How big are you, Dad Sam?
Yeah.
I'm in a festive mood.
Yeah, okay.
Becky's got a special festive hairstyle for the day.
What is your hair all that?
Seems to have brought back the wet perm from one day only.
It's naturally curly and I didn't have time to straighten it. But it's only curly from like halfway down, so it looks like a bad growing out perm. And at the bottom it's like... Whoop.
What happened? Rain?
I don't know, but Chappers, I love it how no one else mentioned it, and then Chappers just walks in and is like, what the hell is going on with your hair?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I do have to bring you some sad news. We've held off on this for a while, but I do have to tell you that one of our team is leaving today.
Well, we've tried to hold off on it, Becky and Dev have made a pig's ear of it.
Dev did say it quite a lot earlier, and then came in going, I'm sorry, have I spoiled it?
Yeah, not really.
I can tell you now who is leaving our team today. The person leaving the Scott Mills Show today is...
Oh, it's a festive drone-y thing.
Chappers.
Oh.
That's it, Chappers is gone. Why are you leaving
me? Why are you laughing?
Because I thought I'd cocked it up again then, because I thought he was going to go, Chappers, the one that doesn't speak, Scott or Becky, who will it be? And he didn't, he just went, Chappers.
Why are you leaving, please?
Why am I leaving you?
Why are you leaving me?
Why am
it's
I leaving
years.
You? It's been, with you, it's been 6 years, has it?
God.
I know, feels longer.
Yeah.
At Radio 1, it's been 10.5 years, and I think now is the time for me to... Go and do something serious. No, not retire.
Are you retiring?
No, I'm not retiring. I'm going to go and do my sport and stop doing as much innuendo as I've done in the past. And
so you decided to grow up and get serious.
I've decided to grow up a little bit and get serious and go and do stuff for ESPN and Five Live and BBC Sport.
But it's fun being stupid.
It is fun being stupid.
You only have to work 3 hours a day here.
I know. But
he's been blagging it for 10.5 years.
It's time to move on. That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
So we shouldn't take
and
it personally.
And I've got a book out as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, all right.
I'm going to have to do a bit of publicity for that. But so I think you can pre-order it now.
Can you?
Yeah. Anyhow, sorry.
So it's nothing personal against
us. It's absolutely nothing personal. Do you want me to do an emotional speech now, or do you want me to leave it for a while?
Oh, I don't want one at all.
No, I do.
Well, I wasn't going to thank you.
No, I do.
Let's drag out a bit, though.
Yeah,
it's only 10 to 8.
Yeah. So so that's it, really.
Okay. Now, you did want this to be low-key, didn't you?
Yeah. I was quite happy to sneak off without a massive amount of any announcement.
To be honest, love, people won't even notice you've gone.
Right.
They won't. Do you want some more cheerful music?
It's like, I do keep... Because obviously some people have known that I've been leaving and they keep going to me, are you all right? And everything. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm happy and looking forward to what's coming up and next year and everything. But
that's better.
The music you were playing and the reaction of some people is that I've died.
Yeah.
And I haven't, really. I am still here and alive and going to be around and working.
Okay.
And also, you know, some people are going to be very, very, very happy about this announcement.
Are they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey.
Now, Becky, Liverpool, you know, those kind of people.
Right. Now, there is one thing we've done. I know you didn't want to fuss, but if you don't mind, there's one thing, okay?
Right.
Now, you don't say this. Don't say it out loud, but just think it, right? I know you're a fan of a certain football team in the northwest of England.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Think of the one person that you admire more than any other.
Right.
To do with that team.
Okay.
All right, think about it.
Yeah.
Have you thought of that person?
Yeah, I've thought of that person.
Okay. We've got a message. Listen to this.
Mark, this is Rafa Benitez of Liverpool.
Just
want to thank you for your support and sorry to hear you are leaving. Good luck for the future and goodbye.
We did it!
How good is that? Your favourite.
Mark, this is Rafa Benitez of Liverpool. Just want to thank you for your support and sorry to hear you are leaving. Good luck for the future and goodbye.
He wasn't reading that.
Do you know what? I really don't know what to say. I got the manager of Liverpool to say goodbye to me.
That's right, isn't it?
Me and Scott got that.
Did you? Look at the one that doesn't speak. The one that doesn't speak is a Liverpool fan. Oh, look at him.
Good luck for the future and goodbye.
And goodbye.
That was so hard to get
as
well.
It took ages, that did.
I think Juliet had to help us.
Juliet was in on it as well.
Yes. Are you pleased? Are you happy with that?
That's made my Christmas. You sod.
What? That's the right one, isn't it?
I don't get why he's not happy.
I don't get it either. Oh, I thought you'd like that.
Good luck for the future.
Stop playing it. Stop playing it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
And now it's time for the PR4L with some Dear Scott action.
Morning.
Hello.
Scott, following your number 2 at number 10 and your jobby at Robbie's, did you have a firm at Ferns? I'm sure someone can come up with a better one. Love, Andy Mack, brackets, Derbyshire.
Thanks, Andy. No, I didn't, actually.
What, you were there all that time and you didn't go to the loo?
Well, I went to the loo, but I didn't have a firm.
Oh, right, okay.
However, in her loo, amazing.
Fern's house is amazing. Yeah. You know, I invited myself just because I wanted to see what her house was like. It did live up to my expectations.
We had a proper look round yesterday, didn't we?
I went for a wee. She's got the most expensive air freshener in her loo. And she's also got a painting that she's done of Vivienne Westwood.
Yeah.
And Ozzy Osbourne.
She's a good painter, though, isn't she?
She's amazing. The Ozzy Osbourne one is amazing.
How do you know she's got the most expensive air freshener ever in her loo? Has she left the
some
price?
I sprayed some, it just smelled of cash.
Smells expensive, yeah.
Right.
Also, in her downstairs loo, there's an actual letter from Prince William and Harry.
Really?
Clarence House saying thanks for doing our interview. Remember she did that?
Yeah.
I was really scared about using that downstairs loo because I realised I flushed it during the Stereophonics acoustic.
Right.
Which maybe I shouldn't have done because that was just in the next room. So maybe if you listen back, you can hear the loo flushing. That's me. That's my loo time. Good.
Anyway, good.
She also had an amazing phone upstairs. We went for
the
proper snoop around, like on Come Dine.
On Come
Dine
With Me, we were on.
Yeah, I don't think her mum was very impressed to find us on the upstairs, just going through a walk-in wardrobe.
I don't blame her mum, really.
We were
a bit rude to go around snooping
but
through somebody's stuff.
But her mum was up there with Jake Humphrey.
Well, that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
It really is. But it was a nice house.
Yeah, and she did have a big Lips phone, which was good. Yeah. Beats my burger phone.
Yeah. Next.
Dear Scott and the team, I've just remembered how a while back you were talking about seeing fit people on the telly box and looking them up to ask them out. I always search for telly fit people on Facebook, but I don't often ask them out. Uneasy smiley.
I'm not sure this is right.
Hey?
Looking
who
at people.
Are you looking up on the internet wanting to go out with?
Huh?
I think I was off for this show.
I don't remember this either.
Yeah, we were talking about, basically, you see someone on the news and think, oh, they're fit. Look them up on Facebook.
What, George Alagaya?
No, someone who's in a report or something.
Oh, I thought you meant Fiona Bruce or someone.
No, not the person doing the news. Just someone who's on the news or any show.
Although she has a certain something about her.
Who?
Fiona Bruce.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know, I can't put my finger on it.
However, yesterday I was watching something on the iPlayer and it said the name of the most beautiful guy ever at the bottom. So I added half the cast on Facebook and a couple accepted. I shall try to get to the point now. I looked on his info and it said, interested in men, and that he lives in London. So I sent him a message for the heck of it, saying how I had wanted him to end up asking me out, but he's from London and gay, so it's not going to happen, but that I thought he was beautiful and a great actor anyways.
Right. So it's an actor off the telly.
Right.
I wish he said who it is.
Then he messaged back soon after, saying that he was in fact straight and with someone.
Hey. Oh. How confusing.
So I kindly informed him that his information said he was gay and single. He hasn't yet replied, but I noticed he changed his info shortly after. Winking smiley. Just thought you might be interested. Love you, Rowena, off of Manchester, XXX.
Who can it be?
Well, it's obviously a BBC programme.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that narrows it down.
And a drama.
A detective.
The drama, wasn't it? Because she said she added the cast.
Some programme where half the cast would agree to be their her friend. So not like...
Not like what?
Not
no,
like what?
I was
going
to say not like EastEnders, because I can't imagine like Peggy Mitchell going, yep.
Add.
And Larry Lamb like, yep.
Yeah, so probably not Spooks.
No. Maybe Holby City?
Holby, I was thinking Holby.
What's that other one that you were talking about?
Waterloo Road?
Yeah.
My Family. One of them's bound to say yes, isn't it?
Do you think?
Yeah.
Says they're gay, but not.
I don't know about that. I was just saying about whether they'd be a friend or not.
Oh, please write back and tell us who it is. We won't tell anyone. Next.
Dear Scott, my wife and I recently had a baby boy, and as we're both fans of the show, we named him Graham, in honour of Chappers.
Oh.
So I was hoping that with Christmas only a few days away, Chappers could wish him a Merry Christmas. Come on, Chappers, say, Merry Christmas, baby Graham. Malcolm from Canada.
Thanks, Malcolm.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either.
I don't believe that at all.
But say it, because it might be real. And if you don't say it, then you'll be letting the whole family down.
Somebody saw George Alagar and John Lewis. He's hot, apparently. Mm. Merry... What?
I was just going to say, my gran used to fancy George Alagar.
Really?
Mm. Or did she go off him? Oh, I see,
no,
right.
She died.
Oh, right,
died.
Sorry, I beg your pardon.
Just get on with the baby Graham message.
Sorry about that.
No. Oh, bless your gran.
Yeah. Thought she'd moved on to Alistair Stewart or something, sorry.
That killed the conversation,
I did
it?
A bit, yeah.
No, she died.
Right.
Right, go on.
Merry Christmas, baby Graham.
Gets me every time, see, still. Graham. Next.
Dear Scott, do you know what song this is? It goes, na-na-na, ba-ba-na-na, na-na, hm-hm-hm-er, hmm. Also, can you play the jazz flute? I've got a normal flute. I hate it. P. Hearts.
What's the jazz flute?
Is that like going to get some Brussels sprouts?
Is that rude? Maybe I need to look that up on Urban Dictionary.
No.
No?
It's what Anchorman plays.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
That song.
Over the tables and stuff.
That song.
Dear Scott, do you know what song this is? It goes na na na, ba ba na na, na na hm 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 er.
Oh, I know.
Go on.
Is it Endubs? Na na
na
na
na na. It's Endubs. Any song by them. Anything else you want to know? Scott.Mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Use it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh, there's some really nice messages coming in now.
There are some very nice. That's very kind. My family thought that was particularly amusing.
Did they?
Yeah.
Got a text.
Nice of them to be on my side. Yeah.
You know when people split up and you have to decide, when they're a couple, you have to decide who to be friends with. Which one of you have I got to be friends with now?
I don't know. We haven't split up.
We haven't split up. You can still be friends with both of us.
I know that's what everyone says, though, but you normally pick one over the other, don't you? Come on, let's be honest about this now. You go, yeah, I'll be friends with you both, and then you don't.
No, you don't.
There's one of them you always end up ignoring.
Yeah. Like, everyone's like, well, not everyone, but some people, too, are like, oh, this has ruined Christmas.
No, it hasn't.
No, it hasn't, really. No. For a lot of people, it seems to have made their Christmas.
Right, think of this, please. It's Christmas Eve, right? It's a new start for Chappers.
Exactly.
We're not mourning his death. We're celebrating his life. You are still alive, are you?
Yeah. Right. From the waist up.
He's just retiring.
That was way too much information for me. I'm sorry if you're having your breakfast.
Oh, sorry about that.
People choking on their Cocoa Pops. He's just retiring, that's all, aren't you?
I am not retiring. Can I clear this up?
He's in the winter of his life.
The difference between retiring and retirement home.
I'm going to clear this up once and for all, right? As I'm going. I'm 36, right? I'm 36. That's it. Which, you know, out of this building is still quite young.
But in sport, that's quite old.
In sport, that's young.
No, it's not. He's
got a whole life ahead of him.
Yeah.
No.
And I tell you what.
He's a sports presenter. They're really old. He's one of the youngest.
Yeah. And I'm not even the oldest in this studio.
That's true.
Anyway. good.
You get Rafa Benitez to say goodbye to me. You're going to get it coming back at you, I can tell you, for the next 2 hours.
I thought you would like that.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why that's a problem for you. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
What a coincidence. Someone says a character on CBBC called Mr. Angry Pants is also leaving today.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Where's the coincidence there, then?
I don't know. Just a text that came in.
I mean, I don't work for CBBC, so...
No. If you haven't heard the news, if you just switched on, Chappers is leaving us today. He's going to be serious now for a living. Why would you do that?
No, I'm not...
I think some innuendo might just accidentally slip out
now. Of course.
And then.
You can't just leave it at the door, can you?
There'll be the odd bit of innuendo, admittedly, yes.
Now, you don't want to make a big deal of leaving.
No, I don't, so can we...
Play another record?
No, can we just go back to, I don't know. Aren't we meant to play What's Occurring now?
We will in a minute, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to play another Christmas song before that.
Right.
Now, here's my thing, right? You say you don't want to make a big deal.
I don't.
So, why don't we, at the end of the show, do you remember the Sugar Babes when that one left?
Yeah.
Siobhan went to the loo, didn't she?
Yeah.
Never came back.
Yes.
Why don't you, at the end of the show today, you pop to the loo, tell me that you're going to the loo in a kind of elaborate way.
Yeah.
Right? And then you go to the loo and you don't come back and we never speak about you ever again.
I would love that.
Is that all right?
Yeah. About what? 2 minutes to ten?
Five to ten.
Yeah, why milk it?
Five to ten, five you go to the loo, right?
Take a copy of the Daily Star to the loo.
As you always have done for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
Right?
And then 10 years.
10 years, yeah. But then you don't come back.
That sounds good to me.
Okay, we'll do that later. Nice. No big goodbyes, just go to the loo. Goodbye, Scott, I'm going to the loo. That's it.
Never to be seen
again. And then you'll be dead to me. I'm joking! I'm joking.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now, at 8:20, it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Last time you're ever going to play Oh, What's Occurring, Chappers. Bad times.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's the best of Oh, What's Occurring 2009, starting now.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Axwell and Bob Sinclar?
Yes.
They're good mates. Top musicians and two of the biggest names in dance music today, and that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So remember we did earlier in the year, Axwell and Bob's Name That Tune. I've forgotten about this. Where the two biggest names in dance, Bob Sinclar and Axwell, got together and played some tunes. My question to you, in 1 minute, how many tunes could Bob guess just from Axwell playing them on the piano, on the keyboard? In 1 minute.
Three.
Becky.
Five.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the two biggest names in dance today, Axwell and Bob Sinclar, doing Name That Tune.
Hi, this is Axwell.
Hello, bonjour, this is Bob Sinclar. So you have to play a song.
Let me actually try and find some melody.
You have to play hook.
Yes, but I cannot play the keyboard. So it will be really hard for you.
Ah.
Not going that well so far, is it? Really?
Can no. I change my guess?
Do you want to stick with your guess or change after hearing that?
I'm going to change to none.
Becky says none, Chappers?
One.
I like it, you both changed. Let's find out.
Okay, this one you must be able to guess. Okay. No. Yeah. No. How is it called?
Is what? Don't be insane.
You know the song?
Yes.
You know which one it is?
No.
How is it actually goes? It should be easy to find.
Dun, 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 dun. It's too complicated for you. Don't try to play, my friend. It's too complicated.
This is the three note. Forget me trying with other things. This is how it goes. Goes through that for like 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, that's why I don't know it.
No, it goes. You don't know which one it is?
No.
The song is called An Instrument.
Piano?
Yeah!
Okay.
How easy was that? Good job.
Yes.
So that was Eric Prydz and Piano, which Bob got in the end from Axwell's amazing keyboard playing.
I'd love... Do they live together? Because I quite like to see a documentary on those.
At home with Axwell and Bob. he did get it in the end, so technically, Chappers gets the point.
Ow! What's the curry?
Had to help him out quite a lot.
Yeah.
But technically, you're right.
Yeah. Next one. Do you remember Napoleon the Parrot?
Well, was that Becky's replacement?
Yes.
Yeah.
He came in to host the show with me and you while Becky was away.
Yeah.
Talking Parrot, really good. Now, this was a while ago, but it was this year. We got Napoleon, the parrot, to call my flatmate. Not actually with his beak. He didn't know the number.
It would have been a very clever parrot.
Very clever. But we did, call him up for a chat. My question to you, how long would Becky's replacement, Napoleon the Parrot, stay on the phone to my flatmate for before he hung up?
25 seconds.
Becky.
Before Napoleon hung up on your housemate, or before your housemate hung up on Napoleon?
Housemate.
4 minutes.
Really?
What? You've heard him on the phone before. He'll talk to anyone.
True. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Napoleon the Parrot talking to my flatmate.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello. Hello?
I'm
Pardon? Who's this?
I'm
Is that you, Joe? Come again? Joe? Is this you? Are you okay? I think you've got the wrong number.
Right. Good. that was the... I forgot his phrase. I'm going to fart.
Yeah. That was all he could say, wasn't it?
But I'm a bit worried about your flatmate's friend, Joe. Is that what she says when she rings him up normally?
It's his sister.
Oh. What? She just calls him up and says that in a squeaky
voice.
I'm going to fart. Yeah. Oh, Joe.
Oh, Joe, not again. 35 seconds. So Chappie said 25. You get the point.
Oh. What's the curtain?
Best of 2009, and now time for a quick round of what are those old people on about? Love the olds. We went to their little home and spoke to them. You've got to guess what famous person they are talking about, all right?
Oh.
Guess with each clue. See if you're right, let's find out.
Oh dear, who's this He-Man? I'm not up with these people.
Yeah, he's okay, he's... Tattoos on his arm. Oh, saucy.
Tattoos on his arm. Bit of a He-Man.
Nick Knowles.
Peter Andre.
Is the wrong answer. More clues.
He's not very tall, actually. All he's got on is a pair of shorts.
Look at that. It's sticking out. What's it there sticking out for?
That is,
What do they call that? But it's not showing the old girls in there. The old girls.
Yeah. His money bag.
Yeah, don't show the old girls in there.
Don't show the old girls his money bag.
So he's a He-Man, he's not that tall, he's got tattoos and it's sticking
out. Did you say Peter Andre was wrong?
Yeah.
but he's got loads of money. I'm going to say Simon Cowell.
What, tattooed? Robbie Williams.
Good guess. More clues?
He's lost having a baby now, isn't she?
She's been having a mum. She's been spending too much money.
What is he paying for?
Is it Chelsea?
Ooh, football clue there. His wife's spending too much money.
His wife's
having a baby.
Who did he play for?
He-Man, not tall, tattoos, it's sticking out a bit.
David Beckham. Oh, no, she didn't have a baby this year, though, did she?
He's lost having a baby now, isn't she?
She's been having a mum. She's been spending too much money.
What is he paying for?
Is it Chelsea? He's not very tall, actually. All he's got on is a pair of shorts.
Look at that. It's sticking out. What's it there sticking out
for?
That's his...
what do they call that? But it's not sure the old girls in there. They all go...
His money bag.
Oh, dear. Who's this He-Man?
I don't... I'm not up with these people.
Yeah. Are you so okay, Is?
Tattoos on his arm. Oh, saucy.
I think they've got the club wrong, but I'm going to go for Rooney.
Wayne Rooney is the correct answer, and Chappers on his last ever what's it called? It's a clean sweep. Well done.
Thanks, at last.
Hooray.
Oh, what's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Christmas Eve.
Yes!
And it's Chappers' last day.
Yeah! Oh, no. What am I more excited about? I don't know.
The last day, I think.
Yeah.
You never have to get up off this chair again, will you?
You know what? That's what I'm most excited about.
That's the main thing.
When we did the Access All Areas, all people texted in about was why every time you walked in, I had to give up my seat for you. Now that's going to be my seat.
Well, she didn't, but this is... I don't know.
That's his special chair.
I'm not going to have you sitting on my knee, am I?
He sat there for years. He sat there for years. You can't not have his chair. It's like your granddad at Christmas, special chair.
Oh, yeah.
Not like that, obviously. So Chappers is going today after 10 long years at Radio 1. Technically, he has broken the transfer window by leaving me on Christmas Eve.
I did put my request in a while ago, though, so strictly speaking, so I'll let you that's off. All right.
Now, you said no fuss.
I don't. I thought we've agreed that I'm just going to go to the loo at 5 to 10 and that's the last we'll say of it.
You just tell me, like, quite obviously that you're going to the loo.
Yeah.
And then you disappear and come back.
Good. Right. Back to Christmas
and then
Eve.
And then you'll be known forever as TOTD, the one that disappeared. But we don't have any fuss. No tearful farewells, no hugs. We don't hug anyway, do we?
No, we don't really. We just...
Don't. We don't hug, do we, mate?
We just do fists, don't
That's
we?
That's right, yeah.
I was going to say I was asked to find some best bits, but I couldn't.
I know. But as I said, no fuss, all
no
right?
Fuss. No what fuss, what are you doing?
Thank you for being a friend.
My favourite.
Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. A pal and a confidant.
Hello, Chappers.
Here we go. We're about to hit the chorus, Davey Shabir. Ready?
He's a bit of a love machine, Chappers.
My hat is off. Won't you stand up and take a bow?
Oh, Chappers, you're such a wally.
Okay, now it's time for our new game. Who's kissing Chopper? Okay, just lean forward.
No
touching, just the lips. Go on.
Right.
Take the blindfold off and tell us who it is.
I've been waiting so long. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
Come on, Chappers, I went faster than this.
Shut up, woman.
Hi, I'm Scott's mum.
What does she know about you?
Do you know what? There's an awful lot that your mum knows about me.
Do you want to hear what my mum's secret is about you? Or do you want to do the tango with Danny Valentino in his pouch?
Do you know the tango, Danny?
Did you have a heavy night last night? Is that why you're a bit sleepy?
I'm sorry, I think you must have got the wrong number.
Woo!
Yeah, well, woo to you too, but I think you've really got the wrong number here.
Woo!
We took a picture of you, Chappers, out onto the streets and asked what they thought you were famous for.
A dart player. Looks like he belongs in a pub somewhere.
I think he drinks for a living. Alcohol. His eyes are a little bit vacant.
I think he looks like a chef. Just the whole, the surprised look on his face, like he's got something interesting up his sleeve.
Okay, you've got
me and my keyboard.
Right, good. You can't play, though.
That's not true, actually. I had piano lessons till I was about 9, and then I wet myself on my piano teacher's stool, and that was my last lesson. No, I don't want to touch it. No, seriously, don't put my hand in his mouth. Ah, what's that?
What is that?
Oh, my God, what? What's that noise? What's that? No. Get away from me, otherwise I'm going to swear.
Hello, Radio 1.
Yeah, guten Tag. I need to speak to someone from the Scott Mills show.
Speaking.
Yes, who are you?
Becky.
Okay, I need to make a complaint. My name is Hans Lieberdich.
Radio 1.
Hello, can I speak to Becky, please?
Hello, can I speak to Becky, please?
Speaking.
Becky, my name's Dervla Kerwin.
Hello?
Becky, my name's Dervla McCurdin.
Who, sorry?
Dervla Kerwin.
Dervla Kerwin.
Why are you telling everyone you want my husband?
Why are you telling everyone you want my husband?
This?
From now on, say you fancy his brother.
From now on, you've got to say you fancy his brother.
Henry Penry Jones.
Not good enough.
Henry Penry.
Thank you for being a...
Hello?
Hello? Is that Chippers?
Sorry? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Chippers?
Who?
Chippers, it's Kevin Peterson.
What?
It's Kevin Peterson, Chippers.
Kevin Peterson?
Yes.
How you doing, KP?
Someone has just told me a very funny joke.
It's something tickled.
Anyway, no. Anyway, I've got a massive favour to ask of you, Chippers.
Okay. What's that, KP?
I need you to lick after Jessica while I'm away on tour.
You need me to lick after her?
Yes.
Turned on, you're listening to Chappers.
Oh, Chappers, you are such a wally.
Are you a bit of a love machine, Chappers?
Mark, this is Rafa Benitez of Liverpool. Just want to thank you for your support and sorry to hear you are leaving. Good luck for the future and goodbye.
Oh, that's quite sweet, actually.
Thank you.
I'm not going to hug you still.
No, we don't.
I miss you.
Can I just point out for people who tune in halfway through that I am not dead? Radio 1
Podcast. Now it's time for Dear Scott. The PR4L is back with the stuff you've been saying on the email.
Dear Scott, I have just been catching up on your podcasts from a few weeks ago, and I just heard about your pants with the holes. Yes, 4 holes is more than unacceptable, and you need to throw them away.
Just talk about my pant amnesty that I'm thinking of having, and the fact that some of my pants do have a lot of holes in. Apparently 4, you throw them away.
I did actually love you, but now I'm a bit put off. Also, I'm also getting the impression from Chappers that you have had quite a few girlfriends, especially in the office. I'm not sure if I still love you or not. Please redeem yourself. Alex, off of Watford. X.
I can tell you, I've had no girlfriends. In the office.
Have I ever given that impression?
I don't know.
I'm aware of all sorts of impressions that I've given you over the years, yeah. But I don't think I've ever implied that you've had any girlfriends in the office.
No. Maybe you just make me sound a bit like, I don't know, a bit of a, you know,
Lothario.
Yeah. I think that's the right word. But that's all going to stop after today, isn't it? Next.
Dear Scott, brackets, Chappers, Becky, OWDS and PRFL. I was really excited to hear that Becky lives in Reading. I live in Reading myself and I didn't realise it. My friends and I got so excited, although unfortunately our school prize presentation has just been, but maybe next year you could give out prizes. All you need to do is shake hands with everyone and speak about your achievements. Maybe at this part, we could just play Timmy Trendy's song. I think it speaks for itself. Laughing smiley. Thanks to everyone. Emma, Reading.
No offence to Emma, but I'm assuming she didn't win any prizes in her school prize day due to the fact that she went, I live in Reading, but I've never realised it.
Yeah. And also, she's getting excited about the fact that Becky lives there. I mean, not being funny, but it's not the most exciting thing to happen to Reading, is it?
Well, name something more
exciting.
Come
on then, yeah.
The Oracle Shopping Centre.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually.
Yeah.
That changed people's lives in Reading. The what?
The
Medeski. The Medeski, yeah. They had Nasty Nick in Panto there last year.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The Chuckle Brothers when they played the Hexagon.
Yeah. So lots more things than just you living there. Next.
Dear Scott, my name is Daisy, I'm 13 and do love Joe's version of The Climb. But I think it would be amazing next year if a band recorded the same song the X Factor was hoping to get a Christmas number one with. And then try to get the band's cover to number one instead of the X Factor cover. Please read my email out. I'm sure loads of people would think this is a great idea. Love you, Scott. Daisy, Sheffield.
Nice idea, Daisy. Mm. So, for instance, this year, Rage Against the Machine would do a version of The Climb. And it would soar to the top. I like that a lot. We'll pass that on to all the rock bands that we know for next year.
Like who?
Fight Star.
Right.
Busted.
Orange Goblin.
Who?
Orange Goblin. Do you not remember?
Don't be so rude. Oh, yeah.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
We went big on Orange Goblin, and then they seriously suggested that we could introduce them at Download, and we both cacked ourselves and went, yeah. No, you're all right, thanks very much.
Is that the same rock band that wanted to go for a drink with us, or is that someone different?
No, that was...
Oh, they were different. That's when I was on the show.
Who was that?
Big Linda.
Big Linda, yeah.
And who's the other one that wants to go for a drink with you?
Can't remember.
Steph from Gallows.
Was it?
Don't know.
I can't remember now.
I can't remember who it was now.
We just know so many rock people that we just can't keep track of it.
Who was it? Oh, I think...
We didn't go anyway, did we?
No. Next.
Morning, Scott. Have you got a new tree? I was sad to hear of your needle drop problem yesterday. Loves you, Jen in Plymouth.
My tree's in a bad way.
Few people have pointed out that Reading has a festival.
Yeah, and that. I knew that. I just went without saying.
Whilst we were wittering through the Chuckle Brothers at the Hexagon.
And the Oracle. I know there's a festival there. That's obvious.
Right.
I was pointing out the less obvious things. My tree.
I had the pleasure of seeing Scott's tree yesterday, and boy, does it need replacing. But I don't think you're going to get another one today.
No. I can't.
Poor Subo, she slid halfway down it.
No. My non-drop tree is a... very drop tree now.
There was no way we were getting that tree out of ferns yesterday, though, was it?
No.
Did nice you try?
Tree. Well...
Well, yeah, but Fern's mum had the key to the back door and she wasn't letting anyone have it. That was the only way we would have been able to smuggle it out. What's funny about that?
Nothing.
Why is that funny? Anyway, Fern had these gorgeous homemade decorations on it, so I'd have felt a bit bad about stealing it from her, especially at Christmas.
Yeah. Next.
Scott. I always say it's Christmas Eve Eve too, smiley. And it's even better if you know someone called Eve, because you can wish them a happy Christmas Eve Eve Eve. Love you, Janine, off of Plymouth, XXX.
I think Christmas Eve Eve is fine. If you're starting to say Christmas Eve 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 Eve, then that's a bit strange. People will lose you along the way. Next.
Hey, Scott. To make your Christmas even better, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus on TV on Boxing Day on Sci-Fi. Thought you'd not want to miss that. Dave, off of Lincoln.
What's so funny about that?
Well, you rave about it so much, I thought it might have been on, like, BBC or ITV.
No.
What, is their big Christmas Day film?
On Sci-Fi Channel is Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus, which we have talked about a lot on this show, and is, frankly, the most amazing film you'll see this Christmas. So,
is it the one where the shark comes out of the sea and eats the aeroplane while it's still in the air?
Eats an aeroplane. Also, I think eats the Golden Gate Bridge at one point as well. No, it's really good. It stars Deborah Gibson, who is a pop star from the 80s. She's brilliant in it. There's an unpleasant love scene in it about halfway through.
Between the shark and the octopus?
No, just between her and some random man who works in a lab. But I have watched the whole thing several times, and I do thoroughly recommend it. That's Boxing Day on Sci-Fi, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. Watch it and love it.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Podcast. So it's Chappers' last day today. Yeah. There won't be any fuss.
No.
There won't be any tears. No, no long goodbyes.
No.
No hugs, because we don't hug.
We don't hug. No.
It's all going to be incredibly manly. It's going to be like on Coronation Street a few years ago when someone went upstairs and listened to their tapes and came back down a different person. It's going to be like that. Or like when the Sugar Babes, when that ginger one left.
The very first one.
Siobhan.
Yeah.
Went to the loo, didn't come back. And that's what's going to happen in about 5 minutes. And that's the last we'll hear of you. But it's been lovely working with you.
Yeah, it's been lovely working with you as well. Thank and you. With Becky and with the one that doesn't speak. So thank you very much to you three for making it a fantastic time. Oh, and okay. To Dave and to Coxie.
Right, it's getting a bit emotional now, so let's stop this, please. Because like I said, just go to the loo, don't come back. Merry Christmas! Are you looking forward to it?
Yes.
Would you like to hear something from the editor's Christmas album?
Oh, yes. Oh.
I love that they've done a Christmas album. And it's
snow
really Christmassy.
Is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun.
You can tell it's them, can't you?
It's the season. Love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone.
No idea when that's available to download. Maybe next year.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Chappers' last day today. There are people outside Radio 1 crying like there was for Terry Wogan last week.
Right.
It's 9:42. Hi, Fern.
Morning.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you sound good.
Yeah, for tip-top.
There are a lot of men, I think, in the world that would like a hug off you, Fern. But you walked in and with the words, "There may still be some sick in my hair," then gave me a hug.
I'm sorry, Chappers. It was the best I could do this morning. Can I ask you a question, Scott?
Yeah.
Why is there a John Barrowman book in my kitchen?
Oh, no, did I leave it there?
Oh, that's the one. That's the one that doesn't speak Christmas present to you.
Well, I heard this on the way and I thought, yeah, why is that in my kitchen? I thought you'd given it to me as a palm-off present.
No, also, Harry off McFly was trying to pass it off as a gift to other people at the party. Yeah,
you ungrateful man.
I'm so sorry, woman that doesn't speak.
Well, it's still in the kitchen if you want it. It might be slightly wet from gin.
Oh, God.
It might have gin on it, but that's all I'm saying.
What does your house look like right now?
It looks like the day after Glastonbury.
Right.
It's pretty horrendous.
Are there people in your house?
There's people in my house.
Do you know them?
No. There's my brother's in my house, and there's some other people.
You know him?
As well. Yeah. Yeah, I know him. Mm. But yeah, it's not a pretty sight, to be honest.
It was good, though.
It was.
I liked you doing Mariah Carey. Do you remember that?
Oh, flashback of that.
Yeah, on the sofa.
On the new sofa.
Yeah.
With shoes on.
Yeah.
Dancing to Mariah Carey and miming into my phone.
Yes.
As a microphone. And a Borat wig on, I think, at one point.
Yes, you did as well, yeah. Which I did sport earlier in the day.
Or Bruno, even. Bruno wig, yeah.
Good. So, looking forward to the show today?
Oh, I cannot wait. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be very good.
And what are you doing?
Is it non-stop music?
It's pretty much back-to-back music. Segway after segway.
For the rest of the day, what's happening after your show?
Well, no, I have got a lovely show today. We've got some nice highlights from yesterday's party. We've got a bit of my mum interviewing Rob Brydon again, because
what's that hilarious.
Was one of the highlights of my year.
Yeah.
And then also Charlie, we got his live acoustic performance in my kitchen, which was beautiful. And then afterwards, I'm going back to mum's for Christmas. So
very good.
Mum and dad's, yeah.
All right, well, have a lovely show and a nice Christmas.
You're going back to bed now?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Well, not for 15 minutes. And thanks for inviting me round to your house yesterday.
No worries.
It was lovely.
Do you want the John Barrowman book back?
If you could bring that back at your earliest convenience.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
What's your plans now, please?
There are some very good pictures of you on Twitter from last night's
are
party.
There?
Yeah, that's always a blow. What are my plans? Back to Manchester for Christmas.
What about you?
Should be very nice.
Becky?
I'm going back to Reading and then I'm going back to Somerset.
Because you're one of the best things that's ever happened to Reading.
Yeah.
Since the Oracle and the festival.
And the Chuckle Brothers.
And Ricky Gervais.
I want to go and see my mum.
Earlier as well.
See my mum in Southampton.
Oh, it's the first day. You've got a hire car, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you're one of those people that only drives once a year.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, good luck.
Enjoy her Boxing Day buffet.
Because she always does a lovely spread on Boxing Day, does your mum. Yeah, so I'll be looking forward to that day after tomorrow.
Right.
Yes, I do have a hire car.
I'm desperate, so if it's all right with you, I'm going to go to the loo. Okay?
Are you?
Yeah. I've got my paper.
Oh, Chappers.
All right.
Sorry, I'm just desperate.
Okay, cool. This is Radio 1.
So minging.
No. Have an amazing Christmas.
Mark, this is Rafa Benitez of Liverpool. Just want to thank you for your support and sorry to hear you are leaving. Good luck for the future and goodbye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.